That was the biggest slap in my face. Like, what? How? Huh? What? What? And it made me go, how do families that not know this industry or not know healthcare or not know you have choices?
Hey, this is Matt Helton with OneTrust Home Loans, your reverse mortgage and senior lending experts, and you found the Serving Senior podcast. Now, this is the podcast where we highlight those businesses and those professionals that serve seniors at a high level. And today we have another one of those awesome, awesome guests. We have Ms. Toni Collier, and she's the VP of Marketing and Operations at Stay Home Care. And as you can see, Toni is committed to her clients. She's actually on the road working us in between two in-home visits. So she puts her clients above everything. And Toni, I appreciate you working us in. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks, Matt, for this opportunity. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Well, thanks again for working us in. We know you're a busy lady, so it's much appreciated.
Thanks. It's wonderful to be here and serving clients and serving our population of seniors. It's a wonderful, great opportunity.
Well, thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. And I know a lot of people that probably watch this will know you, but not everybody will, Toni. So maybe you could bring us up to speed, maybe some of your background, where you're from, what you've done in the past, and then bring us up to speed. How did you get a heart for serving seniors? How'd that come about?
So I've been in senior care and just in the healthcare industry for about over a little over 20 years. I started in Chattanooga working for Blue Cross Blue Shield back when it first started in 10 care. I knew that healthcare was the way to go. I was working at Haverty's in their credit department.
Got it.
And I knew that I wanted to be in healthcare because eventually everybody was going to need healthcare.
Got it.
And I started at Blue Cross and then went to Cigna. And from there, I knew where I didn't know where I was going to go, but I ended up managing a adult daycare center in North Carolina. Moved back to Tennessee. And from there, I worked for Windsor Home Care Network, which is no longer, but I then has now bought been bought out and is now WellCare. I then started my healthcare industry here in Nashville. I worked for a home care company, Home Healthcare Middle Tennessee, which is now Allheart. I worked for them for about 8 years. I started in intake. I got promoted to marketing. So that's where marketing became my passion. So yes, so I did that. From there, I went to long-term care skilled nursing. I worked for THM, now AHC. I represented 12 buildings in the entire state of Tennessee. I then went on, worked for Claiborne and Hughes. I worked for an assisted living. I worked for long-term acute care hospital, Cura Health, which I believe is shut down now. I also worked for an infusion company. That was a long time ago also. And I worked for a couple other non-medical companies. And then fast forward to today, I was working for, I don't even remember what I was working for, but Stay Home Care had an advertisement for a startup company.
Wow.
And I remember driving home from my parents' house with my husband, and I was interviewing with Marie, who's the owner. And my husband said, Toni, this is going to be an opportunity of a lifetime. And I kind of just blew it off for the moment. I was like, I don't think so. So then come fast forward a couple months from there, and the opportunity was posted again, and I reinvestigated, and I was hired as the director of marketing. And it's the best decision of my entire career.
Wow.
And so I've been with them since. And
that's
Stay
awesome.
Home Care is a dream job for me. It's a dream career move for me. And it's a company that truly has the passion to care for their clients and their employees.
Wow. You don't find that very often. Yeah.
No, no. And I mean, I basically tell people I've worked in every single aspect of healthcare, of the geriatric population, except hospice. And I interviewed for many hospice companies, but I know now that that was not where I was supposed to be, just because we've had some deaths in our company, and it hit me very, very hard. And I know that that was probably not somewhere I probably could have worked and been successful, probably in a lot of ways. But stay home care has been very good to me personally, but I've seen what we have been able to do for our clients, whether that's a scheduling issue where we've been able to accommodate them, or it's been a financial issue where we've been able to help them financially, not charge them what our normal rate would have been, or if it's been where they live, where we've been able to go wherever they call home. We just truly try to meet them where they're at that moment.
Wow, that's great. Well, it sounds like if you've been around the senior world that long, you really have a passion for it. Where do you think that passion comes from?
So for me, it started a long time ago, but most of it comes from caring for my mom. I took care of my mom her last 2.5 years of her life in my home. And I had caregivers in my home 52 hours a week. My mom was a choices person, but I cared for my mom, and I made that conscious decision that my mom came to visit me during Christmas. And the day after Christmas, she ended up in ICU septic. And that was a last minute thing that happened. I never in a million years would have ever imagined my mom would get sick that bad, where at midnight I was signing papers for an immediate surgery. And she ended up living with me. And in that, I ended up having caregivers, and her caregiver she had, unfortunately, was a terrible one at the very end. I ended up going self-directed under choices, which I don't recommend anyone doing. Okay. If you are a choices person and you have a caregiver, do not go self-directed. But that caregiver, 4th of July weekend, decided she wanted to go outside and smoke, and took my mother for a walk. I happened to be home on my lunch break, and she fell and broke her hip. And it was 2 days before 4th of July. And she went, obviously had surgery, an emergency surgery. I was working for THM at that time, now AHC. My mom ended up going to Northside THM. That was 4th of July weekend. And my mom passed away July 28th. At Northside. And it was only because she did not want to live anymore. She did not want to do the physical therapy. She didn't want to do anything. And as a person who's been in this industry for so, so, so long, when you go to the social worker at a skilled nursing facility and they say, "Tony, your mom will not do therapy anymore. We have to do hospice." That was the biggest slap in my face. Like, what? How? Huh? What? What? And it made me go, how do families that not know this industry, or not know healthcare, or not know you have choices, or not know that, where's my choice letter? Like, anything like that. I was told, we recommend XYZ company, and that's the company you need to go with. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And I met with them on a Thursday. I signed up. And I will say somebody's name right here, because I talk about this person all the time. This person made me want to be a hospice rep. And I wanted to be a hospice rep like Craig Hudson, because I was terrified. And he explained that whole hospice process to me and made me not afraid. And it was because of Craig. I said, I always wanted to be a hospice rep like Craig, but I know now I cannot do hospice. But I signed up for hospice on Thursday. My mom passed away on Saturday. Ugh. And I knew then that I say, I need to be in non-medical, because one, I need to encourage people, if your choices, do not go self-directed. Two, caregivers, making sure caregivers do what they're supposed to do. And three, working for a company that doesn't hire just anybody, any place, anywhere. And there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes there. And I wanted to do and make a difference for people.
Wow.
And I'm not blaming the caregiver. I don't blame them. I just want to make a difference.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great, great story, a great way to make, take, you know, pain and turn it into a passion, which turns into hopefully pleasure and good memories for other people. So great story.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And I see the same passion and say, and I, my owner tells me all the time, sometimes people misinterpret Tony's passion for something else, but I am very, very passionate and I have a heart for people in general. While our company, our industry focuses so much on the geriatric population, we truly care for people of all ages, all skill levels, all needs. I mean, we currently care for somebody that's 28 years old with autism.
Wow.
We care for that 60-year-old person that has high anxiety and can't be left alone. You know, we care for people of all ages, of all skill levels. So that's another way, another reason why I truly love what we do and the mission and vision behind our company.
That's fantastic, Tony. That is awesome. Great story. Maybe you could share with us. It sounds like one of your superpowers would definitely be passion. So that's great. I've got that one figured out, but maybe share with us any other superpowers that you have. I'm sure you have many that's really helped you excel in this role that you're in now.
So I am, as me, Tony, and representing Stay Home Care, I'm also part of several different boards. I'm on Williamson Geriatric Council Board, and we are part of, as far as Tony, I'm the treasurer of that board that meets every first Wednesday of every month. I'm also treasurer of Case Management Society of America that meets the third Wednesday of every month, and I've been on that board since way before COVID. So we're talking since like 2015, 2016, and that's at Centennial Hospital. I'm also now representing and on Alzheimer's Association, the National Walk Committee, and Stay Home Care is a sponsor, as well as I'm a committee planning member for that organization. The walk is November 9th.
Nice.
I am also on Older Americans Month fundraising committee for 50 Forward. That is going to be on May 7th, I believe, at Geodis Stadium.
Okay.
And all that proceeds go to 50 Forward. I think that should be enough. But I'm also am going to be a part of something else coming up soon, too. So add one more thing.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like Tony, you've done a great job of taking your work, but also making it your hobby and tying your passion in there together so you can still have some fun, still meet people, but also serve the greater good, tying it all together.
I do. And I work for me has always been my hobby, my favorite thing to do. And now I've been able to find a place, a company, a group of people that I truly love and value and make it turn it all into one thing. So while I love working for Stay Home Care, Marie and Cheryl, I love that I get to do something that has a purpose for helping people and put the two together, and it's a perfect combination.
That's
where
awesome.
I can show that at the end of the day to people today, I'm able to say, we're going to help you. We make mistakes. Every company does. There's not a perfect company. We're in the service industry. So there's not a perfect company out there, but it's how we address those mistakes that make us different. It's in communication. It's in follow-up. It's in everything that we do thereafter to try to make those mistakes, make them right, take the wrongs and make them right the best way we know how.
So cool. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Maybe
Tony, before we run, could you share like an example of maybe like a client success story, maybe something you can think of that was in a tough spot you guys put them inside your, under your umbrella, inside your system, and then how they're doing today or how they did after you guys helped them.
Yes. So we have a client. He is one of our big success stories. We signed him up June 6th, 2020. When we signed him up, he was signed up specifically for companionship, keeping him safe from his own self. He was suicidal. Our caregivers would walk in. He would put a knife to his stomach. He would basically shake and pace all day long. Like, we could not, like, I personally, and the person that was like our recruiter scheduler, had what drove him to Vandy Psych probably twice or three times in the first probably year we had him. Fast forward now almost 4 years. I'm still very active in his family stuff, but I can go to his house and see him. There's no more pacing. There's no more shaking. There's no more suicidal ideations. There's no, the only thing now that the family's concerned about is he used to weigh like 165 pounds. He probably didn't, I mean, to them, to his family, that's a normal weight, but he was considered technically underweight then. Now he weighs 200 and I don't know, 65 pounds. Now the family wants him to be 200 pounds.
Okay.
So right now the only concern is getting his diet under control and get him to exercise, but his anxiety is zero. And we have a actual caregiver that's been with him almost a year and a half every day consistent. And that has played a huge part.
Wow.
So we've gone from suicide ideations, constant visits to Vandy Psych, to zero Vandy Psych and everything, to nothing. He's calm, he's cool, everything is fine.
That is so awesome.
It's I could tell you so many others, because we've, you know, but the other two clients that we had from the same point he was, literally both of them passed away 1 week apart from each other.
Ugh.
And both of those were live-in clients, and we lost them 1 week apart, but both of them were four-year clients. And they were huge success stories.
Wow.
So awesome. I keep this one particular client as a huge success story for us, because I said to him last week when I saw him, I'm like, can you imagine? Do you realize where you were 4 years ago? I was coming to your house almost every week. Look at you, how good you are.
That's
and
so
he's like,
awesome.
I know. So it's amazing.
Thank
it's
you
amazing
for
the work.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, that's, I'm so, I see why you're so, well, you love what you do, because most professions, you don't have the ability to affect people that way. So that's
no,
awesome.
We don't.
Well, Tony, thank you for being who you are, doing what you do for the industry, but also for your clients. That's so cool. So as anyone out there watching this, this recording podcast or listening, how's the best way to get in touch with you to learn more about you, your guys' business, and how you serve seniors at such a high level?
So you can call me at our office number. It's 615-60. Well, that's my cell number. Sorry. Cell number is 615-600-2790. Or our office number is 615-964-7726. And my extension is 1. So those are the two ways.
Well, that sounds great. Well, I'm sure you've got someone else to serve today, so we'll let you get off here. But thanks again for what you're doing. You be safe out there and you keep serving those seniors.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. Thanks everybody.
Thanks a lot. And thank you for watching the Serving Senior podcast, where we highlight those businesses and professionals just like Tony that are serving seniors at a high level. Thanks again. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thanks. Have a great day. See you, Tony.
See ya.
Hey, this is Matt Helton with OneTrust Home Loans, home of Retirement Mortgage Solutions. And we really do appreciate you checking out the Serving Seniors podcast today. Now, please go to the description down in the body of the podcast, where you can subscribe to get future shows. Please click that notification button so you get notified when other shows drop. And also, if you can go to servingseniorspodcast.com, and we'd love to hear a comment about our show. We have a heart to serve seniors, and we have a heart to make sure seniors don't just survive retirement, don't just get by in retirement. We want to show seniors how to thrive in retirement. So if you know of anyone that's 55 and older that could use some extra cash flow. Maybe the retirement's not going the way that they like. Our retirement mortgage solutions are designed for folks, depending on the state, they're either 55 or 62 and older, to make sure that they have that kind of retirement that they want. As long as they own a home and they're in a good equity position, there could be some solutions that they may not have thought about, or maybe they've thought of and they just didn't know how they work. That's what we do. So anyone in that age group that could use some mortgage advice, my team and I would love to be able to help them. Thanks again, and look forward to seeing you on the next show. Have a great day.